Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
Keystone of democracy.
I love your valleys and hills. I always will. You're the one great state that I am always for.
Again, we present another in the new series of programs, Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy. Historical dramatizations, showing the part our own state of Pennsylvania plays in the life and success of these 48 United States. This series is prepared and produced by the Pennsylvania Historical Commission in cooperation with the State Council of Defense in order to acquaint you better with the glorious history of our great Commonwealth, Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, and no matter where I roam, you will always be home, sweet home to me, Pennsylvania, my home.
Listen to the new song Steve Foster just wrote.
The Camptown ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da. The Camptown racetrack 5 miles long, oh, do-da, day.
Imagine a fella from right here in Pittsburgh being able to think of songs like that.
I came down there with my hat caved in, do-da, do-da. Go back home with a lot of tin, oh, do-da, day.
Pennsylvania is proud to claim as one of her best-loved sons, Stephen Collins Foster, who set to music the pioneer spirit of America. Foster was born on the 4th of July in 1826, just 50 years after the signing of the Declaration of Independence, in the little town of Lawrenceville, now a part of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. His childhood there, and in Harmony and Allegheny, saw planted in him the first seeds of that musical experience, which was later to flower into the hundreds of songs which all American knows and loves. His sister Charlotte played on the Foster's new piano and sang the tunes which were the popular songs of the day. His mother's bound girl took little Stephen to the Negro church, where he heard true American folk music in creation. With his brother Mitt, he heard the minstrel Daddy Rice and his famous blackface songs. And alone, he roamed the colorful Ohio River waterfront, where he listened to the rhythm and the melodies of pioneer America.
Oh, ain't it dinner? Tell me so. Going to leave you, let's go. Won't you leave me, why so? If I leave you, oh, please don't leave me, why so? Well, goodbye, I'm gone. Well, goodbye, I'm gone to the bottom, oh, to the bottom, oh.
Is that all?
That all? Well, I sing that old song for an hour, and all he says is, that all.
Oh, I liked it. I just wanted to know if there was any more.
Oh, that one go on forever. They keep singing more as long as there's work to do.
Work?
Yeah. They say that little old song, they sing that song I just sung for you on the dock down to Memphis when they're piling cotton on the riverboat. You sing a song like that, and the right away, the load gets lighter and lighter, and pretty soon you don't know you're working trouble.
Do you work loading cotton?
Me? No. No, not anymore. I used to when I was young, but not for a long time.
Well, what do you do now?
Shucks. Seems like there ain't nothing for an old man like me to do except hang around the dock, talking to children and singing, and waiting for time to go home.
Oh. Will you teach me that song? I know the music now, but I have to learn the words.
That song? Oh, you can just make up your own words. But let's see if you know the other one. The one I learned you yesterday.
The boatman? Sure, I know that one. The boatman is a lucky man.
In his Pennsylvania childhood, Stephen Collins Foster listened to the songs of America. But his family looked forward to the time when Stephen would be grown up, would have forgotten his childish habit of wasting time with music. Music was not a man's job. Playing the piano was a nice accomplishment for young ladies. Singing was all right for children and actors. But for men, there was real work. The work of building America, manning her ships and her mines, running her factories, building her railroads and canals, being successful like Brother William Foster. William was an engineer for the Pennsylvania Canal System with offices at Harrisburg, Williamsport, and Towanda. The family consulted. Stephen's future must be made secure. And so in 1840, Stephen was sent with his brother William to Towanda to study grammar and arithmetic at nearby Athens Academy, while countless melodies sought expression in his mind.
Three, 65, and a 1, 9, 8, 2, go 6. Not 6, 21, no, 5 times. 5, 2, 17. From 2, that's 12. 7, 2 from 7, 5. 7 from 9.
Stephen.
7 from 9 is 2. Bring down 4. Yes?
Stephen, I want to talk to you.
Yes?
Stephen, I heard you playing on your flute as I was passing in the hall. I know that your schoolwork is satisfactory, but how can I tell your father that you're doing your best when you sit here with that musicer in one hand and your pen in the other? You know, Stephen, the whole family is looking to you to make something of yourself. Your Uncle Struthers is confident that you are possessed of superior talents for one of your age, and that you will someday be a great man. Very disappointing to see you waste your time so, and confuse your mind with this music. I've almost come to doubt the wisdom of keeping you at the academy.
Oh, please let me stay here, and I'll promise not to pay any attention to my music until after 8 o'clock in the evening. I don't see how I could have a better chance for study.
Well, we'll see. But now get to your work. You're a good boy, Stephen, and you mustn't disappoint us.
Yes. 7 times 5 is 35, carry 3. 7 sixes are 42, and 3 is 5, carry 4. 7 threes are 21, 25, 5 and 14 is 95.
In spite of this complete misunderstanding of his love for music, Stephen's visit to Towanda brought him the first faint triumph of his career. There he played a clarinet in the local band and perhaps sang in the church choir with his brother. In April 1841, Athens Academy held its annual grand exhibition. The accomplishments of its pupils were set forth, and there was presented the first public performance of Stephen Foster's music.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, next, we will hear a musical composition written by one of our own boys. It is entitled The Tioga Waltz, after the former name of our town. It was composed by Stephen Collins Foster of Pittsburgh, who is just 14 years of age. Master Foster will play his own melody on the flute.
That age playing a composition like that.
It's really beautiful composition. 14 years old.
Very good. Many
years passed before Stephen Foster again heard one of his own compositions played in public, for he was not encouraged to make music his career. After he returned to Pittsburgh, his first opportunity to use his strange talent came in 1845, when he and his friends formed a club which met to learn all the popular songs, much to the delight of the young ladies whom they serenaded with romantic melodies and minstrel tunes alike. When they grew tired of the old songs, Stephen wrote new ones to take their place.
You know what they sang at the minstrel show last night? Louisiana Belle. That's our song. Steve wrote it for us.
Yeah, everybody's singing it now. You can't stop him.
That's his own fault. He gives them to Mr. Christie for his men to sing.
He gave me $10 for the last one.
You should get more, Steve. Why, your songs are as good as those others they sing.
I'm lucky to get anything. Sometimes they just hear a song and sing it without my consent.
Can't you give us one that nobody will use? We want one of our own.
Well, here's one that's so foolish even the minstrels won't want it. Listen.
I came from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. The sun's so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry.
How's that?
That's good. We'll keep that one for ourselves. How about the chorus?
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with the banjo on my knee.
I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna coming down the hill. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama.
You hear Steve's new song, Susanna?
Steve didn't write that. Why, I heard them singing over in Louisville. Found gold in California. First one that gets it.
Well,
there you go, the old stone the wagon. Think they'll ever make California?
Why not? I'm leaving next week.
That's the end of the United States. You're in Indian territory now.
That's a funny song, Susanna. All you Easterners come here singing it. Where'd it come from? Who wrote it?
Wrote it? Well, nobody wrote it, I guess. You don't write it. You just sing it.
Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from hell and away. My head's all on fire.
In a few short years, Stephen Foster's song had swept across the face of the nation with the westward moving pioneers. It was sung on Boston Common and in the mining camps of California. Savannah sang it, and San Francisco and Santa Fe. It was heard in the streets of Philadelphia and on the perilous passes of the Rocky Mountains. For Stephen Collins Foster of Pennsylvania had caught in a song the spirit of America, the daring of the colonists and the independence they had fought for, the steadfast courage of the freedom-loving pioneers, the joyous, forward-looking spirit of democracy in action.
The songs of a nation, like its laws, reflect the lives and hopes of its people. The songs of Stephen Collins Foster express that love of freedom and justice so firmly embedded in the democratic way of life.
But that freedom is now in deadly peril. Americans sing no hymns of hate. Unlike the slaves of tyranny, we face each new hardship with the same courage and determination as the pioneer of Foster's time.
Like Pennsylvanians of the past, soldiers, statesmen, songwriters, the people of this great Commonwealth today in the present struggle for world freedom are again showing the same aggressive spirit which made Pennsylvania the keystone of democracy.
Pennsylvania!
You are a Pennsylvanian. Your contribution to America's war effort is part of the keystone of victory. Save your pennies, dimes, dollars to buy war bonds and stamps. Use carefully all vital war materials: rubber, tin, sugar, gasoline. Work, think, act for victory. Listen in next week, same time, same station, when we will again present another program in this series, Pennsylvania, Keystone of Democracy.